Thomas Paine Podcast, Wednesday. No, wrong. Thursday. I can't keep track. It's all, ever since last year, last spring, when they sprung this midget on us, this Fauci the ferret, it's hard to keep track of the days. I'm pretty sure today is Thursday by the time. Of course, it's Wednesday right now. We're rolling this out a little bit later, late night Wednesday, and it will bleed into Thursday by the time we finish, but it is Thursday when, by the time this comes out, unless there's some kind of a miracle where Moses comes down from the mountain with some podcasting equipment and expedites the entire process. It takes hours, hours, hours to get this thing together after we do it and get it uploaded and mixed and stuff. Anyway, who cares about that? You guys are busy out there. You want hear some news, you hear some intel, and that's why we're here, so. So let's funk our way. Funk, F-U-N-K. Take it easy out there. We'll get to the F-U-C-K. Just give it a couple minutes. F-U-N-K our way into a Thursday. Getting ready for Friday. My God. What month is it? Does anybody even know? What's the difference between February and April, etc.? Let's talk about Edmund Burke. Kick things off. He was a... Who was Edmund Burke? My memory is going haywire now. Burke was an Irish statesman, an economist, philosopher. No, he's not on Twitter. He was born in Dublin. He was a member of Parliament, British Parliament, between 1766 and 1794. So he was in the thick of the things in the 1700s as we went to battle with the British Empire, and but Burke was a smart guy. One of the things he said I think is really prophetic, and I wanted to read it to you guys. it falls into line with what we've been saying. Of course, I'm not as polished as these. I don't have a powdered wig. Maybe that's what it is. Once you get a powdered wig, you can really say really cool things. Maybe there's something in the powder. We'll have to ask Hunter Biden. I'm sure he'll tell you there's something in the powder. And it's not Parmesan cheese. Burke, Edmund Burke, said, when bad men combine, the good must associate. Else, they will fail and fall one by one. An unpitied sacrifice and a contemptible struggle. But of course, the government has this criminal cartel that we call a government. It's not a government, okay? If you listen to this show long enough, you'll figure it out. And I'll help you. The Justice Department and the FBI, two of my favorite topics, as you know, having worked for them and worked against them. They control these people. They control all the opposition, as I've said, every group, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, BLM, Antifa, the base, it goes on and on and on. They've infiltrated all of them. They control all of them. They pay the leaders, etc. The followers might not even know it, that they're being played by the leaders, whose handlers are in the intelligence community. So it's really crazy in so many different ways. And we've talked about this before. So their purpose is to divide and conquer. So if they can pit blacks against whites, it makes make whites resentful for the treatment that all the money, like a Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter, quote unquote, causes are raising from corporate America. That's great because it helps keep the struggle of racial chaos. And that's the whole point of what these guys do, to keep you divided. And Burke is saying, when bad men combine, and there's no worse men and women than there are in D.C. and the people that they represent. Of course, the people in D.C. are low-level puppets for the most part. There's a couple players in there, but they're still nickel and dimers. Even Pelosi with $120 million, she's still a puppet. She doesn't think she's a puppet, but she's a puppet. She's 81, I think, right? She's been on a hamster wheel for how long? She's a puppet. She can't get off the hamster wheel. These people have the brains of hamsters, too. They can't understand these things. So there's no better or bigger, a mainstream collection of bad men and women who have combined than there are in D.C. And, of course, this plays out all over the globe. They've combined. And if good people don't associate with each other, black, white, yellow, green, purple, I don't give a shit. I don't give a hoot what their color is. We don't come together. As Burke said, they will fall one by one. An unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. Now that has some, those words have some power. And of course, all the great folks who really made a lot of sense have either been, even today, have been marginalized, censored, have vanished, have been paid off, have sold out, etc. And it goes on and on and on. And who are our leaders today? Who is standing up against this complete insanity and the bucket after bucket after bucket of lies that DC gives us every day? And Bethesda, the National Institute of Health, and Atlanta, the CDC, and this criminal cartel that's turned our country into a big jellyfish and its citizens into butter sticks, soy latte types, weaklings, wimps, and milk toasts. That's why we got to listen to a guy like Burke, got to listen to a guy like Payne, and so many great other people, Ben Franklin. Of course, that's why these clowns, these communists that we're up against, they want to tear statues down of great people who had great things to say because they don't want you to know about them. They want to demonize them. And they're doing a hell of a job of it. But it doesn't take a genius to cruise around the internet and figure out what the folks were saying in the 1700s. And you don't think that they were bright? You don't think they were smart? The things that they've said and the actions that they have done have shaped the world for the last 250 years. They may know what the hell they were talking about. You folks might think you're back in the USSR. I certainly think I am when it comes to the censorship I see every day. And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And we talked to some good people. And to be honest with you, I talked to journalists on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, because for a long time I've been subscribing to what Edmund Burke is talking about. I don't think good people have an opportunity to worry about what political corral they're in if they're good people. We need to associate and unite against bad men who have combined, as Burke said. So we talk to folks all over. Anyway, back in the USSR, one of the things we're trying to avoid and bring people the truth, even though we had a little pirate radio, is basically what's happening now. The landscape has changed in independent media for truth tellers. Sure, people that can bullshit and lie to you are out in the open making a lot of money on TV and influencers on the internet, but they're not telling you the truth. You know why? Because if they were, they wouldn't be there doing that. They would have been thrown off. We had to pull back on Twitter, and we decided to change philosophies, and now we're on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, and those people, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those people. So if you're listening to this on the arm, so to speak, on Spotify, etc., on Apple, it's simply because of those folks. And without them, wouldn't be doing this. I'd be doing something else. Probably be doing yard work. It was up to my wife. God bless her. Those folks are the cat's meow. They're supporting us. They're helping us expand, helping us do a number of different things that we're doing behind the scenes. And we're not going to talk about until they're done, because why would we give the opposition a chance to put the skids on things that we're working on? No. You'll know about it when it's ready. But in all seriousness, they get access to the Pain in the Morning video, Pain After Dark video. And I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll probably say it 1,000 more times, maybe just before the week's over. The intelligence that goes back and forth on these platforms has reached the level of stunning. Stunning. And we did a Pain After Dark on Saturday. It's worth listening to, where I explain the intelligence on that network saved my ass. And it's very humbling to think that you start something to help people and they end up helping you in a big fucking way. There you go. 17 minutes in, we dropped the F-bomb. I might have already said it. Who knows? I'll say it again if I want to. It's my show. That's right. You're damn right. People out there criticize me for my language.
You're a real crumb bum.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. These folks ended up helping me. And so you take a step back and say, wait a second. What is going on here? Well, what is going on is we have a lot of smart people. And it's really a blessing, because it's such a departure from... I was on Twitter a little bit today and I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. We did it for so long. You know, you forget when you're in the middle of something and you're doing something. You take a step back and say, wow, the people on here are kind of stupid. Not all of them, but the majority of the people on here are They might be insane. So maybe I should step off of here before I end up like them. And so we're blessed to have these people on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And sign on, man. You're going to learn something. And if you have something to contribute, that's what we want to. We want smart people. We want people who want to learn. And it's even a bonus if somebody has something to teach other people and share. And even a know-it-all like me can... I'm kidding. I realize I don't know it all. You know, when I was at Citigroup, I went from intelligence into Fortune 50, I guess. I don't know what Citigroup is. It was Fortune 100, Fortune 50. And I was nervous, man. And I'm usually a cool customer. I went from journalism to Intel into Citi. I'm usually a pretty cool customer. But I knew that I didn't know anything about banking. And I knew things about investigations and stuff. And I sat like a sponge until I learned. And then when I got my legs under me, I said, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at this. I could be pretty good at this. And you continue to learn. I'm the same way pretty much with everything in life. I don't know everything. I don't profess to know everything, but I know a lot of things. And if I don't know something, I have the common sense and the lack of ego to go find somebody who does know and have them tutor me or tutor the folks on Patreon that we have on Pain After Dark on many Saturday nights. Isn't that what it's all about? If you don't know what you're doing or you're not an expert in something or you know you have weaknesses, you address those by finding experts, etc. So we appreciate the folks on those platforms and we invite you to come over and we're only looking for a few smart people a day. That's it. And over time, we will build and continue to build a fantastic community that does great things and shares and has respect for each other. Sometimes things get a little heated. That's okay. But it's in a respectful manner. I would call it like 1990s internet, you know, before everybody thought they were a tough guy. Where they could threaten you for sharing your opinions and stuff. It's a good thing. I mean, it's better than good, to be honest with you. And the folks on there should be proud because of the way they conduct themselves. And I have very little input during the day because we're busy with this and we have a very small staff. These folks are rocking and rolling, and I don't interject too much. I read everything, and we take things and we run with them. And so, I mean, you know, you have to stick your head in to understand what's going on there. It's fantastic. And we're going to build on it. We're going to get our own platform off the ground and things like that. But everything takes time, and recent challenges we've had here in the last 3 weeks, you got to listen to last Saturday nights to understand everything. It's fucking unbelievable what has happened here, what we've had to go through because of these tyrants, these dystopian robots and puppets working for the uber rich, working for the haves, and making sure they keep the have-nots under their shoe, literally, to squash folks like you and me. And it's truly incredible. It's a gauntlet. And I tell people what has happened recently so you can prevent against it as best as you can. And it's worth its weight in gold. Believe me, I have so much feedback. I didn't even think about it too much. I just turned on the mic and we went on Saturday and we got it out late and... We had a hangout here where we were talking about a lot of different things, politics and things with some folks and on Zoom, et cetera. And then I went into that. There was no prep. I just turned on the mic and just said, this is what's been going on. So I think it's worth listening to based on the feedback. Not from a couple people, from hundreds of people. It knocks you out when you start getting that kind of feedback. But it's good that folks are happy and we'll keep bringing the heat, et cetera, and as long as we can. So thank you. Now let's get into the news. Well, there's some other stuff I wanted to tackle before that, to be honest with you. Let's pick out some tunes and talk about it. We'll be right back. I don't think we cover this tonight because we're picking out music I didn't see, but I flagged it earlier in the day, and I just want to tackle it real quick. It's broke at like 6 o'clock at night today, yesterday. I forgot to tell you, happy tax day. April 15th, isn't that today? April 15th. To you, it's tax day. To me, it's the first day the FBI kicked my fucking doors in and pointed guns at my 8-year-old and my 12-year-old kid. April 15th. Hard to forget that. It's funny. And I sat down and I said, all right, motherfuckers, you want to play? It's going to take me a while to figure out what's going on here. We can play. You know what? We can play the rest of my life. I got something for you motherfuckers. I'm sorry about the language. It's just me. You want to play? You want to come in here like Billy Badass? All right. I'll haunt you, man. I will haunt you. I will start peeling back your corrupt onion and telling everybody what you're all about. That's what we've done. That's what we've done. That's what we continue to do. And I'm not trying to act like Billy Badass but don't think that one dude who makes his or her mind up or dudette can't do some damage to these criminals by exposing them and shining light on these people. Because when we started doing, they ran away like cockroaches. That's when you know you got them, when they go into cockroach mode or the rats start fleeing the ship. To me, it was never about, I'll tell you, 5 years now we've been rocking and rolling. It was never about putting anybody in prison. That's a fucking rookie move that a lot of journalists and a lot of these quote-unquote influencers think people are going to prison. I had a mentor back in the 90s before I took over the Investigative Bureau, the largest newspaper in New Jersey. I had a mentor who said, taught me what your minimum expectations are, your maximum expectations when you launch a newspaper investigation. Your maximum expectation shouldn't even include whether your target, a politician, will end up in prison. He or she will not. Very rare. Take that off the table. It's not going to happen. They all protect each other. The difference between a seasoned journalist who actually has a pedigree, who understands that, and somebody, you know, just new to the party, Johnny Come Lately, set up a Twitter account and has a lot of friends and gets paid behind the scenes by handlers and things like that, by billionaires, and pretends they're a journalist. The difference is night and day. Our goal was to expose corruption so that people would say, hey, these guys are fucking crooked. These guys cannot be trusted. That's always the goal. The goal was never to put somebody in prison. It never works. That's because corruption rules the day, folks. So I'm just saying. That smell, right? Anyway, little things I try to espouse here through my travels. And nobody was more gung-ho than me. It filled with piss and vinegar to get somebody locked up, but it just doesn't happen. So the key here was, again, the name of the book was How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. And dismantling wasn't taking, people say,
you didn't dismantle anything, man. They're still there.
Yeah, but we took them off the national mantle. That's what I meant by dismantle. We took them off the national mantle as something that was good and wholesome and integrity and bravery and fidelity. No. No more. No more. No one with a brain believes that. People see these folks for what they are. And we played a small part in that. I'm not saying we played a major part of it. We played a small part of it. And I'll go to my grave. I'm sure they hope sooner than later. With a smile on my face. Because you want to come into my house on April 15th? Okay. Okay. I got something for you too. And I'm not done. We are not done exposing these fucking crooked bastards. And I'm having a ball. And I've had a ball. It's been a fantastic 5 years, although filled with trials and tribulations like anything else, like any other startup. But rock and roll. What I just explained to you was the foundation of how we understood and were able to address situations with inside sources in the Justice Department and the FBI, and what set us apart from everybody else who said, this guy's going to jail. Trust in Barr, trust in Sessions, trust in all these people. Trust in Durham. And we would say to our folks inside, are you hearing any of this? No, nobody. It's not even on the table. Not even on the table. Nothing's going to happen. We come back and tell people that.
They say, you're not on our team, man, because everybody else says these people are going to jail.
They lied to you. They lied to Hannity's of the world and all of his wing monkeys he had on. They either didn't have any sources and they made it up. It's very cut and dry here. They either didn't have any sources and made it up, or were too stupid and naive to understand that they're being played by people who wanted to use them to get to set a narrative, to make you think something was going to happen. Misinformation, propaganda. Of course, it could have been their own network. And of course, it could have been Hannity himself. That's just one example. There's dozens of these idiots who lied to you. They go to James Brown. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. That's us. I don't want nothing from those people. And you should be the same. You shouldn't want nobody to give you nothing who lied to you. And that's why we were able to understand the landscape and the game. And that's why we can call the game weeks, months, and years before the game actually happens. One of the reasons. There's many reasons. And we're happy to share that with you folks. This isn't Mr. Wizard where we say, hey, man, we're the wizards. We're not going to tell you everything or anything. I'm happy to share it with you. You know why? This is your country too, man. You deserve to know the truth. Nobody else out here. Not too many people out here, I should say. Left telling you the truth. You may think they are. But take a step back and look at their track record. Facts matter, man. Track records, grades matter. But one of the things I saw today, and we'll just zip this in quick here with James Brown. I don't think it's in the selection today. And we've been going like 2.5 hours. I don't know what we've been doing. Rocking and rolling. A CDC panel postpones decision on Johnson & Johnson vaccine while it investigates rare but serious blood clot issue. Now, I said yesterday's Pain in the Morning that they would follow the same script to Europe with AstraZeneca. These guys follow a certain script. First, they deny it. Then it gets too big, gets out of control, and then they have to do something about it. Then they delay a decision on what they're going to do. And now, the reason I'm telling you this isn't exactly groundbreaking news, but this is disturbing. Sometimes you just pick up a little gem here and there, a little nugget, little gold nugget when you're panning for intel. And where's it at now, damn it? The CDC's advisory committee on immunization practices met the day after the FDA asked states to temporarily halt using J&J's vaccine out of an abundance of caution. So they kicked it to next week. They're going to meet next week. The committee debated whether to and how long they wanted to continue the pause on J&J's vaccine. Sounds like they're going to crank it back up when you read through the lines here. Reading between the lines. It sounds like they're cranking up. But this lady who's on the committee, she's on the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the CDC. Remember Trump? Mexico's not sending us their best people. Some are sick and bad. Let me rephrase. Let me spin it. The CDC is not sending us their best people. Some are sick and bad. Dr. Grace Lee, a member of the committee, said she worried a vote to pause the use of the vaccine indefinitely would send the wrong message to the public. She and others added it could make it appear that something is fundamentally wrong with the vaccine. They don't want it to appear that something's wrong with the vaccine. There is something wrong with the vaccine. The fuck is it you people talking about? But they don't want it to appear that. It'll undermine public confidence in Johnson & Johnson's product. You understand what these people are? They're pimps. That's all they are. They're salesmen. They're saleswomen. Shake your money maker. Sell more pharmaceuticals. Worrying about... There's no mention here that she's worried about the fact that this could harm Americans and human beings. Forget about Americans. Human beings. No. They're worried about what its effect is of pausing it because people are getting blood clots and dying and being maimed and the skin fell off a guy. Of course, all the news operations who've written about this conveniently forgot about the guy who lost all of his skin. We've called him Lobster Boy. They're not worried about you. They're worried about doors closing. Doors closing for their big pharma partners to make money. Speaking of doors and speaking of money, how about some rare doors? Some rare doors. Money, that's what I want. Of course, that is the entire, that capsulizes this entire quote-unquote struggle. This woman never once said she's worried about the public. She's worried that it would send a wrong message to the public that the quote-unquote vaccine, which is not even a vaccine, would appear that something is fundamentally wrong with the vaccine. So when your skin falls off your body or you end up with blood clots or you end up dying, what is that called? Here's the kick in the ass too, right? Dr. Grace Lee and all of her other fools and court jesters who run the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Why didn't they understand and flag this before it happened? Your job isn't to react to people dying, it's to prevent them from being harmed and dying. That's your job. But you guys are fucking corrupt. I'd love to see all these people's bank accounts. I would. Or you can give it to the birds and bees. I want some money. I want some poison. Best things in life are free. Somebody get me a competent doctor right now. When I get angry, I can't rhyme. I'm sorry. The angry white rapper. My hip-hop name's Candy Rapper. I like candy bars. I'm sorry. I'll try to be more street. I need a drink. Thank you. This should be a big pharma, FDA, or maybe just a new national anthem. Give me some money, yeah. Let's steal your money. Let's take your money. Let's swipe your money. Let's steal your money. Little Rare Doors there, throwing a little treat at, throw a little treat at you on a Thursday. We'll have weather and traffic on the 4th. Let's start this sucker off. Let's go. How about some Sam Cooke, old school? Don't know much about history. The U.S. colleges push to mandate student vaccinations before fall semester. These guys are worse than the government. You're paying them, and they're using your tuition money to weaponize against you and harass you. A growing number of U.S. colleges are announcing plans to mandate the vaccination of students returning to campus this fall, in line with President Joe Biden's pledge to make all adults in the country eligible for COVID-19 jabs by early summer. Don't be stupid, kids out there. There are a lot of colleges. Also, what the fuck do you need colleges for when there's no jobs? You think you're going to get out and get a job? This isn't 1995. This isn't 2005. This isn't 2015. Where are you going to go? You're going to be another debt slave with all your debt. You better reconsider where you're going in life. Learn a trade. Those three words might be the best advice you get. I'm not telling you to drop out of school. Don't be a fool. Don't drop out of school. Hey, I got kicked out of my first college. I turned out all right. Just saying. Maybe examine what's going on around you. At least six colleges, Cornell University, Rutgers, Fort Lewis College, Nova Southeastern University, St. Edward's University, and Roger Williams College in Rhode Island, have so far said that all students would need to be vaccinated before a fall return. Rutgers, my alma mater, fucking up again. What a hellhole that's become. Of course, it was kind of a hellhole when I was there. We used to go against the administration. We had some good ones. Some good battles against those hobos. You know, when I went to Rutgers, it's funny. I was a different dude, though. I wasn't your regular student. They said, hey, man, we need your vaccination record, man. Same kind of shit. I said, oh, you need a record of my vaccinations? Where do I go? You have to take it to the registrar's office and give it to him. So I wrote a couple things on a legal pad. I said, here's my vaccination record. And on the bottom of it, I had the phone number of my lawyer. And I said, if you have any problems with my vaccination record, you can call my lawyer. I'll be happy to help you. Help you understand that it's none of your fucking business what my vaccinations are. It violates several federal laws, by the way. I would imagine what they're doing here is likely illegal in some capacity. A good lawyer would be able to sort it out. Guess what? No one ever called my lawyer, and nobody ever asked me for any quote-unquote follow-up to my handwritten vaccination record. You're lucky you're getting tuition, and you're lucky we didn't turn that campus upside down more than we did. Shut up. Give me my degree. Where's my sheepskin, you droids? Anyway. Of course, these aren't the vaccinations I did have, like tetanus and measles and things like that. They're actually vaccines that have been approved by the FDA. These things that they're pumping now, they're not approved by anybody. They're experimental. They don't work. We know that. Unless you're trying to infect other people. We found that out recently. All you fucking weirdos and all you little sissies and little girls looking for a pat on the back, a pat on the head like a little kid, posting your vaccine cards and your vaccine stickers Turns out you're just walking around infecting everybody else. Congratulations, you're a fucking tool of the state. And when your skin falls off, it's just a coincidence. I mean, no one can figure out why. Like they said in Animal House, you fucked up. You trusted us. Where's that clip? I got to get that. Hold on. Hold the wire.
I'm out of here. Ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Hey, stop hovering. When I get through with this thing, you won't even recognize it.
Hey, come on,
flounder.
You can't spend your whole life worrying about your mistakes.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Hey, make the best of it.
Maybe we can help you.
That's easy for you to say. What am I going to tell Fred?
I'll tell you what. I'll swear you were doing a great job taking care of his car. But you parked it out back last night. And this morning, it was gone. The DA takes care of the wreck. We report it to the police. Your brother's insurance company buys him a new car.
Will that work?
Hey, that'll work better than the truth.
My advice to you
is to start drinking heavily. You better listen to him, Flounder. He's in pre-med.
There you go now. Just leave everything to me.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily. We'll have to clip that. Maybe make it a regular soundbite. You fucked up. You trusted us. Same with your colleges. Hey, you guys want to go to school here? You have to make sure that you get chemicals pumped into your body that nobody knows what the hell they are or what they do. Yeah. Lawyer up, kids. Lawyer up. Some of the parents out there just itching to lawyer up right now. Do what I did. Lawyer up. At least the stuff that we had, they were officially FDA-approved vaccines, whatever the hell that means. I mean, it means they officially have decided they're going to put you in harm's way. The stuff they have now is not. It's not even a vaccine. What is it? Time will tell. We have tackled that on here time and time again. So let's move on, folks. We're having a little bit of fun. A little bit of Animal House. One of my favorite movies. Might be the top movie. As far as I'm concerned, it's just, you know what the problem is? When you see that movie, right before you go into high school, and then right before you go into college, and that's your baseline a couple years. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for sending me on a wild ride. A menagerie of trouble, mayhem. And a double secret probation. I think at one point I was on triple secret probation, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Second headline. Whitmer's health director, she reportedly vacationed. While Michigan's coronavirus, of course, the cases have surged. And this broad went on vacation. Well, that's nice. Where'd she go? She went down to Alabama's Gulf Coast. What? That means we got to play some Jerry Reed.
Hey, play Sweet Home Alabama, man. That's the anthem. What's the matter with you?
Oh, we might get there. Play a little Jerry Reed. Can't do everything you expect me to do. It'd be no fun. Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services director reportedly vacationed as the state's coronavirus cases and hospitalizations surged. Elizabeth Hertel, man, she's... Has Whitmer hired any men to do anything? Talk about a sexist broad. She has an attorney general who's a fucking bird brain broad. Whitmer's a bird brain. And now it's another bird brain. Any dudes out there? Probably the soy latte types, right? Shouldn't the governor be called on the carpet? Who would do it? The media? The Detroit News? That's a communist newspaper. Who's going to call these people on the carpet when they're in bed with them? Although these days it's hard to keep track of who would be in bed with who or whom or whatever. That could be a show in itself. Elizabeth Hertel traveled to Alabama's Gulf Coast with her family, but was regularly updated on Michigan's growing COVID-19 case numbers, was available to issue any public health orders. Yeah, you know what she said? It's getting really bad here. Hey, how was work today, honey? It was really bad. Pack up the station wagon. We're going to Alabama. Alabama! Yeah, when the state's health director packs up the Prius and heads out, you know things might be pretty bad. But don't worry, at the same time, crazy eye Gretchen Whitmer was urging Michigan residents to stay home and limit travel as much as possible. Yeah, stay off the roads, because a lot of people in my administration and their families are using the roads. So please stay off the roads and the waterways in case we need to get the hell out of here. Another dingbat chick under Crazy Eyes Whitmer. I don't think she has hired any men. That would be something to look into if you're in Michigan and you actually are a real journalist. A week earlier, Whitman's chief operating officer, Trisha Foster, vacationed in Florida. Even as she was tasked with overseeing the state's vaccine rollout. You know what she said? Hey, how was work today, honey? Pack up the Tesla. We're out of here. Well, now you get what you asked for. Turn it up. I know how you people out there are thinking. That's cool. Man, Whitmer's really put together a crazy girl band. These chicks make the Go-Go's look like the Osmonds. We have a lot of good people listening to us in Michigan. I think you're more screwed than we are in Pennsylvania. I mean, one of the good things is Dopey Biden took J. Edgar Health with him to D.C. That got her the hell out of here. But the bad news is now she's in charge of the health policy for everybody in the country. Not quite in charge, but she has an input. J. Edgar Health did a number on a lot of people here. She really did. But don't worry. Nobody in Michigan has done jack squat to stop these people again. It's a cartel. Even at state government, I covered state government in Jersey.
You think you know a lot about a lot of things, don't you, buddy?
If you done it, if you walk the walk, you can talk the talk. How many other chumps on here walk the walk? There's a lot of yapping and a lot of talking. I haven't seen a lot of walking. I covered these people. They're no better. It's the minor leagues, of course. If DC is the professional league, the major league, then they pull from the minors. They'll pull a J. Edgar Health. That's a good prospect. It checks off a lot of our little boxes. Get her in here. And in the state houses across the country, it's no different. They're not there to help you. They're there to help themselves and maybe get called up to the majors. This is reality, folks. You can't make it up. Now, this might be the most interesting story of the day. Might be. Let's get to it. Sweet home Alabama. Hey, who can blame the folks from Michigan to go south this time? You're getting the hell out of here. The people down there are allowed to walk around now without masks on. Expect me to stay in Michigan? The health director who's in charge in Michigan of making people make sure that they social distance and wear masks. And the vaccine, the woman who's in charge of the vaccines, they both went to states where there are no mandates for masks and social distancing. They get the hell out of Michigan. You think maybe it's rules are for thee, but not for me? Back in the garage, also known as garage. I can also tell when the show's should be over because of my voice. Especially now, if you listen to Pain After Dark on Saturday, last Saturday, you understand that we are recovering from a nightmare. It's nothing short. There's no way to sugarcoat it in this country. Folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, helping us keep the lights on in the garage, in garage land, the garage band. And as I've said many times, we appreciate it. I'll break this down quick. Let's see if I can do it. There's a minute. There's about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes left in this song. You're in trouble out there, folks. It's stacked up against you. I'm not the be-all, end-all. We're not the be-all, end-all. But you got to find some people that are telling you the truth. Some people have enough fortitude and guts to tell you the truth. And take a financial hit. Do you know how much money we could make if we were fucking lying? Like all the people on Fox with big podcasts and radio shows now who lie to you? Sure, they might tell you 70% of the truth. It's the other 30% that'll fucking fry you. It's already frying you. If you went out and got a vaccine based on these idiots telling you it was safe and you're dead now, it's too late. You need to have intelligence to counter everything else you're hearing. If everybody out here was telling the truth, we'd all be prosperous. It would be the land of milk and honey. It's not, except for the haves. So you need to arm yourself with good intelligence. That's what we're trying to do here. So you have a baseline of truth for you and your crew. Fuck's sake. They're going to take it all. I said this in March 2020 when I was on a podcast. A couple different podcasts. I said, people said, what do you think's going on? I said, they're going to take it all. Oh, what do you mean they're going to take it all? They're going to take the White House? No. White House. Fuck the White House. They're going to take all your money. They're going to take everything you have. They might even come for you. Well, they've come for you with needle in hand. Now, you can decide on whatever you want, but you better have a good intelligence. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're only looking for a few smart people a day to join up. Patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. A few smart people a day. Is that you? Big question. Make an investment in the truth for a change instead of wasting time with these paid liars who are living very, very well. Are you? Are you living well? How has it worked out for you listening to these people so far? Take care of yourself and God bless you.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June,
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball.